Blog Talk Radio.
Take a closer look at the life you live. We'll become a man and take off that bib. Punch as I'm a land, gonna hit your rib. So don't let me catch you running lip. Someone come swag juice, don't you slip. If I lose my cool, I'm about to flip. To the hospital, you gon' take a trip. After we smoke up an entire zip. Pop you like a handful of Vicodin. Venture violently like the Viking King. Please take my advice, it's a vitamin. Welcome to my world, I invite you in. Ladies on your knees, come and blow my mind. Wanna play pretend, but I know your kind. Thinking you a swan, but you look like swine. No fat chicks, only big behind. You can't reach, I'm unattainable. You gotta find me like the variable. Fuck cyphers, I spit parables. Incredible tyrant, staying divine. Chewing you like some trident. I'm David the King, taking down the giant. This list seems like a carousel. Trying to play the game with the cards I'm dealt. Drowning in your depth in a Michael Phelps. Screaming I'm on fire, I don't need no help. Travel with the flow like I'm taking sales. Surfing with the swag, never gonna bail. Little nigga telling the tallest tales. Spooking you buffoons looking super pale. Listen to degenerates, you know what gender is. You confused just like that bitch yelling degenerates. I'm being generous. It's getting dangerous. This heat is rising, a crisis. It's what my anger does. I'm on point, you irrelevant. Styles like coin, way too elegant. You an ant, I'm an elephant. You won't live to go tell of it.
I'm on my grind, I'm on my grind, I'm on my grind, I'm on my grind. It's on my mind, it's on my mind, it's on my mind, it's on my mind. I'm on my grind, I'm on my grind, I'm on my grind, I'm on my grind. It's on my mind, it's on my mind, it's on my mind, it's on my mind.
It's
on my mind. I'm on my grind, I'm on my grind, I'm on my grind, I'm on my grind. It's on my mind, it's on my mind, it's on my mind, it's on my mind. I'm on my grind, I'm on my grind, I'm on my grind, I'm on my grind. It's on my mind, it's on my mind, it's on my mind, it's on my
mind.
I'm way too bold, listen to the story as it's told. I got the cards that'll make any man's hands fold. Heads roll, you best know. Just watch the death toll grow. And don't question genius no more.
I'm on my grind, I'm on my grind, I'm on my grind, I'm on my grind. It's on my mind, it's on my mind, it's on my mind, it's on my mind. I'm on my grind, I'm on my grind, I'm on my grind, I'm on my grind. It's on my mind, it's on my mind, it's on my mind, it's all the time.
Leaving niggas speechless like a mime. Everybody move and feel the vibe. Down with my crew like they my tribe. Writing inspiration like a scribe. Moving with wind now, feel this blow. Going from a chill to it's freezing cold. Follow me to find out where to go. Hello people, welcome to my show.
Yo, what's good? It's the Hollywood Show, man. We got an interesting night tonight. We got to have a couple guests on tonight. I think we're going to have a bunch of callers, I do believe, and then a special caller. I had him a few nights on. His name's Aquarius, man. He works with Genuine, man. He's a good people, man. You know, I'm going to be glad to bring him on tonight, man. A good fam, you know. And we're going to get into a couple more tracks, and, you know, we're going to go lay some stuff down for you, and tonight's going to be a great night. So what I say for the Hollywood Show is just relax, have a great time, and enjoy yourself.
It's Mickey. It's the Hollywood Show. Huh?
All my love is what she requesting. To be or not to be is my question. Cause having feelings kinda feel strange. She might be a dime, but could bring change. Her class, that's my favorite subject. Let's review so I can touch up on it. Live in the moment, so how we living in the clouds. She fought for me more, every time we come down. It's like the ground ain't hard, moonwalking on a smooth surface. Need a new map, cause my ex wasn't worth it. But you're perfect. Our love is like waves, and believe I'm a surfer. I accept all your flaws, even that one. One times zero, baby, that's none.
Yeah.
understand how much you're killing me. Bringing back a lot of memories and possibilities. Not your fault, but you had a capability. On top of that, you a freak. Controllingly, be thankful for what you have. Let the rest be. You bringing up my past, trust you don't have to compete. Peace, heck no, I can't let you win. The closest friend bring the most harm to you, especially the end. Don't you ever fall in love, that's my New Testament. Why can't you just accept the wood? Ride the bench. She wanna be sick with a nigga. Think about how I give up, but remember how to get cut up. Now I cut up and cut her before she nut up. Let me ask you, the one inhaled as she talked. One of the us, so now what? Hate me, I hate you, so we both gave a fuck.
Welcome to The Hollywood Show, brought to you by PWP and First Family Radio. Tune in every Friday night for the hottest show around. East Coast, West Coast, North to South. The Hollywood Show.
Yeah, that's how we do it, man. That was UK. He's in the military right now, and that was also Hero the Villain that was just on that track. And we got a special guest on the line. We're going to go ahead and bring him on. I do believe we got Aquarius on the line. How you doing, man?
What's happening?
Man, just chilling, man. Just cool, man. How you doing today?
I'm good, man. I'm good. I've been grinding, man.
Word, I feel you, man. I talked to you earlier, man. You were taking care of your son, and I was doing the same thing, so I could relate to the struggle, man. How's your life going so far, you know?
Everything good, man. Wrapping up this video. About to do a couple of shows this weekend. Got to get it together, you know what I mean?
Definitely, definitely. Tell me about the video a little bit. Tell me about the video.
Yeah, you know, I got the hop. Yeah, I'm good. I got the Hop On It video, you know, co-starring my CEO, my brother, Genuine, in there. And I directed the video myself. I took 4 years of TV production, so I had the privilege to direct my own first video, my own first major video.
And how that make you feel? Because we were talking about that actually earlier too. You know how you know, I was pioneering and we were pioneering, and you just decided to direct your video. How did you come about? You know, just going, wow, I want to direct my video. You know, how did that feel for you? How did that feel?
Well, for one, when you direct your own video, nobody knows your vision like you know your own vision. You know, I can take my song and give it to another director, and he can be like, I think you should go this route, and it might not touch your vision. I see a lot of videos, it don't really be matching with the songs a lot of times, so to keep from that happening, I decided to direct my own video. Shout out to D2R Films for filming it for me and helping me along the way with the video, but shout out to them.
Definitely. They got an Instagram they can reach them at? You know, they got a way the other people can reach them at? Or is it just kind of like an independent thing?
It's at D2R Films.
All right, everybody out there, write that down.
You can Google Dreams to Reality Films.
Okay.
They got the latest equipment, the little train tracks to slide across, all the Hollywood stuff, man.
See, that's how we do on the Hollywood Show, man. We don't bring no BS on here, and we also support the underground. So that's what's up, man. I appreciate and respect it for you coming on the show, man. I had a question for you, man. I always ask, you know, my interviews, when I come on here, the first thing I say, I'm like, yo, describe yourself in one word. In one word, if you could describe yourself, what would it be?
Greatness.
That's brilliance, man. I like that. It's got class to it, man. It's got class. Now, let's see. Define your greatness as far as your vision towards making yourself to the top. Now, you said, I heard earlier you were talking about some indie stuff and maybe some label stuff, but how do you feel about that?
How do I feel about the indies and the majors, the difference?
The difference between that and as far as, you know, as far as the route you're going in your life today.
You make more money on the independent route. You know, there's no secret to that. Everybody knows the independent artists make more money, but you got to grind 10 times harder than the major because you don't have the commercials and stuff running like that 24/7. You know what I'm saying? So you got to get out here, rub elbows, kiss the babies. You know what I mean? like the president.
Oh yeah.
He's running.
Now,
in my opinion, Hollywood, turn the boy checking in.
Hey, what's
happening, Pimp? What's good, man? In my opinion, man, like you were surely right by saying the independents, I can't necessarily say they're making more money than the major, man, but they're really capable. You know what I'm saying? They're really capable because at the same time, at the end of the day, whether we're independent or whether we major, we still gotta have that budget to back us. You know what I'm saying? It still gotta be backed. But as far as independent artists, the difference between an independent artist and a major artist is an independent artist has more leeway than a major because an independent artist doesn't have to do what this person or that person or that person say. You know what I'm saying? They can do it on their own.
Exactly. Yeah. And that's what I really love about it. Like, you know, a lot of times you hear a lot of artists say in different interviews, I didn't like the single that they picked. You know, like in certain people's cases, the single mm-hmm. that they picked was the single that blew up, and then they stopped mm-hmm. taking orders after that. They feel rebellious because, like, mm-hmm. they knew all along that was my hit single, but maybe they was told, hey, put out such and such. You know what I'm saying?
But they got to make a choice. Yeah, you got the ability to make that choice, man. You go and you start to look at artists like, we even go back to like artists like Mac Miller. You go to Mac Miller, you talk about Macklemore, you talk about Tech N9ne, you know, you talk about artists like that who are actually moving units independently. You feel me? You know, Macklemore is sitting at like 1.7 million on his last album.
Tech N9ne is a millionaire. Like, people don't, you know, some people might not know who Tech N9ne is. Like, if you ask like a teenager somewhere, Tech N9ne, they might be like, who's Tech N9ne?
Who's Tech? Yeah.
He has a
press implant. You know what I'm saying? And what people don't seem to realize is, you know, he can push 250,000 units just through his label alone, man. But he has singles out there that sold over a million copies. You know what I'm saying? He has platinum singles. He might not have a platinum record, but he got platinum money.
Single. Oh yeah, he got singles.
Because the sales that he make, he don't have to split with about 10 different people. You know what I'm saying? That's the best part. Like, everything I make, I don't have to be like, okay, let me pay such and such, such and such, such and such, and such and such. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I get to get my money. I get to see what my money looking like. We had this discussion earlier,
like
too. I get to see what my money's looking like. Like, you might, if you find somebody, you might do a 20, you might be on record saying, I get $50,000 for a show. But after they break down all the money you owe them, you might come home with some bull. You know, you might not be able to see your money, you know what I'm saying, as a major artist.
But another thing that hurt artists really bad, too, is if you take that $50,000 a show, right, and you use that $50,000, right, and there's some artists out here that really got a lot of unnecessary shit in their budgets, man. Like, when I say unnecessary shit, like, you paying your stylist $1,000, your road manager got to get 5%. Your regular manager got to get 5%. Then you got to get his basket over here another 5% for driving the tour bus, and then you got to get his basket over here now. But I'm just saying, think about it. Like, damn, you know what I'm saying? Like, damn, I'm really just giving this motherfucker, like, I'm giving this motherfucker probably $1,000 to cut my hair for this one thing. Oh, fuck no. Nah. Hell, I don't need that, nigga. Look, I don't need that, dog. Look, go get you some Gillette razors and some shave, but then shave your motherfucking head and touch your beard up and go hit the stage and you good. It's going to save you a whole hell of a lot of money. That would equate to probably about, with the Gillette razors and the shave, would probably equate to about $72 to $75, right?
I think people pay $1,000 for their tape up just so they can rap about it, because I do my own tape up, to be honest with you. It's like, it's simple. It's not hard. I think people do it so they can rap about it. I got $2,000 for this line up, huh? You know? I think they do it just to sound boss, but in reality, when you know, I'm going to give you real talk. Like, as a rapper, if you're a rapper, you might not be in the game like Jay. for too long. So them 2000s gonna start adding up after a while.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You gonna start looking real crazy after a while. Eventually you're gonna be at Mom Pop's barbershop out there in the hood getting your tape up done again if you're not on top.
Right.
You gotta be humble. I think when people get so successful they lose their hunger and they lose their humbleness. And they feel like they're God. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
And they can do what they want and they can spend all the money they want and they're gonna keep coming in. But in reality, as an artist, I done seen people come and go. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And I don't see people make two hits, come and go. The same people rap about I got 30,000 in clothes, come and go. You know what I'm saying? I just gotta remain humble. Don't forget who you are. Don't stop going at mom and pop's barbershop just because you're making 20K a show. Don't go buy a Lamborghini when you haven't sold one record. Because that advance money for your videos, no matter if you're independent or you're a major, they give you money. That's for traveling. That's for your clothes. That's for your security. That's for everything. That's not to go buy at least a $30,000 chain. Not buy at least a $30,000 chain. It's not for that.
Yeah,
but it's true though. But the question of the day would be, who you buying a $30,000 chain for? You buying it for yourself or you buying it for people to look at?
They buying it for Instagram.
They buying it for Instagram.
You can go on right now, francochains.com. I'm representing them right now. I got my Wonder Bread chain. You can get Franco chains from anywhere from $1,000 to $30. And, I mean, they're out doing, Icebox jewelry and everything like that. You know what I'm saying?
I can go to the beauty supply store, the same place where my old lady get her hair from, where they sell the fake jewelry and wear it just for the night. And wear the fake one just for the night at the show, you know what I'm saying? And it's telling me that
you won't be able to tell no difference. You won't be able to tell if you get small stones. You won't be able to tell no difference.
No difference at all.
How many people do you know that could tell you? That could actually really tell you and define the clarity of a real diamond?
Nobody.
I'm waiting.
I'm waiting. 1%.
Exactly.
Now, I'm hanging with a millionaire. He could probably look at my jewelry and be like, hey, that's a beauty supply.
It's so many millionaires that's so naive. They naive to the point to where they don't even know. They just feel like they might have spent $1 million on Cuba Zalcone, and they're naive as fuck. They don't even know what they spent $1 million on.
Yeah, they're white gold.
You can get the Rocky Pistol. That'll look the same.
Man, I ain't going to get me a first fam chain right now from the beauty supply store. All I got to do is go get my chain, get my piece, put some, the clip finger nail polish on it, and it's going to shine and it's going to stay gold as long as it needs to.
You can't tell the difference. You can't really tell the difference. So I'm not.
You won't catch
Aquarius buying no $30,000 chain. Well, if I go platinum or gold, you will not catch me wearing $30,000. Maybe $1,000 charm, but I'm not paying over a couple of hundred for a chain. I mean, I'm not into jewelry like that. To be honest, I sing a lot, so I'm into accessory type jewelry. I'm not even really into it. Like, I can go to the hair store, or I can go make me an accessory chain. You can go to Hobby Lobby.
Yeah. Yeah, you find the right material, you can get an oven.
But that's why I like being a singer, dog, because, like, to be honest with you, man, like, they don't have the same pressure of wearing big jewelry and big watches and rings and stuff. You never see too many singers who super iced out. They just wear a little-ass charm with their initial on it, maybe, or a cross, or some praying hands, or some angel wings, and we good to go.
You never see them just walk.
I just want
to nobody's trying to rob you after the club and young burning your chain.
The only thing I want to do, I just want to spend $100,000 on my wedding ring. That's it. I don't need no more jewelry.
That's a good one right there. That's a good one.
I don't need no more. Just my wedding ring, bro. $100,000 on my wedding ring. I'm good. Yeah, that's it.
A good one.
Because it means something.
That's a good one. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? I feel you.
He wants that Kanye ring.
Nah, hell nah, fuck Kanye. I want that turn ring.
I want that turn ring. But hey, I think we got a caller right now. We got a caller on the line?
We got two of them coming in.
Let's see, who what area code we coming out of?
Chill Gizzard.
801. Hey, how you doing? It's Beto. I'm calling from Salt Lake City. And
Utah.
You know, listening.
That's what's up, man. We on the Hollywood Show, man. Would you like to make any shout-outs, man? We on with Aquarius, bro. What's happening?
I want to shout out everybody on my independent label out here. We've been, you know, grinding on a campaign and trying to make things happen for ourselves. To be honest with you, I totally disagree with a lot of things that were brought up because artists bring they're a product and they sell the dream of success, and that's why they wear chains. But I know a lot of, you know, personally a lot of artists that wear $100,000 chains, and it doesn't mean they own them. And there's nothing wrong with that. What they're doing is they're selling a dream of, look where I'm going. But when you meet this artist, they're total humble people, family people, and they're just running their business, and it's going well for them. So I don't think there's nothing wrong with that. As for the independent side of things, you got to understand that artists are meant to make music. And, you know, there's some people that are meant to promote. There's certain people that are meant to market. And there's nothing wrong with teaming up and creating a bigger profit and splitting it together. It's business. So, you know,
okay.
I personally think that way.
I don't see that.
But the chain thing,
I don't see how
they
can create a big profit. Like,
yeah,
not with
exactly.
A chain. How could you create a big profit with a chain?
What you're telling me,
if I go spend $130,000 on a chain, I'm going to make $150,000.
The problem is that people don't understand. A lot of these artists don't pay for those chains themselves. Those are bonuses, gifts they get from the label, sponsors. I personally know a Puerto Rican artist right now that has a $100,000 chain.
Not to cut you off, but if you receive a chain from a major label, they're going to get that back.
You just don't know.
They're going to cut your finger off one by one and get that chain. Every link, it'll be one finger.
I'm going to tell you how they're going to get it back. When you start selling, you might not get it off real, but when you start selling, they're coming to get that chain back. They're going to be like, remember that 100K?
I don't
see nothing wrong with you buying big chains if you can afford it. I'm not going to throw a salt at that. If you can afford it, buy it.
Don't end up on TMZ
talking about you ain't paying your bill, because the people who come get their chains back, they're going to put it on TMZ, because I've seen a couple artists on TMZ about them chains. They'll be like, yeah, he ain't paid his bill and such, and that's an even worse look.
I don't want to see you not paying your taxes, but you got a chain. My thing about that whole thing is, man, in dealing with that chain shit, that shit is cool. I mean, for them niggas there at the end of the day, man. But if I go back and I sit there and look at it, bro, can y'all actually sit there and tell me, can y'all say in the years that Jay-Z's been in the industry that he's consistently wore a fucking chain? Can y'all tell me that? The niggas that's going platinum, can y'all sit there and tell me that Kendrick Lamar consistently wears a chain? Can y'all tell me that Macklemore consistently wears a chain?
To be honest with you, Lil Wayne don't wear jewelry at all no more.
He wears a tight ass skateboard
now. He doesn't wear it at all. Yeah. It comes with a price. It comes with like a bounty on your head. To be honest with you, like a lot of
artists, they
rap about gangster and wear these chains, but when you see them at the shows, it's like 30 police guards, like security guards, and all these
because
big people.
Are
I mean, those people go by the hour, by the way, too, because I have security. Security calls by the hour. It's not cheap.
It
goes by the hour. Some people pay security up to $500 an hour to walk around with a big chain. It's just not worth it to me. I'd rather have my homeboys go up to these clubs, do these hosting appearances and all that. You know what I'm saying? I just did a show in the hood 2 weeks ago. You can see it on YouTube. I was in Palatka. That's the hood. You know what I'm saying?
Nobody was
jumping on the stage to yoke me off and try to get my chain. You know what I'm saying? The light broke out when I first got in the door. That signifies, not my bottle on the table and everything, that signifies that was a hood club. But, you know,
and that was a
nobody
club
was trying to
follow
me home in the car.
We got another caller coming in. Before we bring that caller in, let me ask this question. Is the guy from Utah still on the phone?
Yeah, is he still on the phone? That was
is the guy from Utah?
Yeah,
Utah,
I'm still on the phone.
Online? He's still on, you online?
Yeah.
Excuse me?
Hey, do me a favor, buddy. The guy from Utah, take my email address down, though, seriously. And what I want you to do, bro, I want you to send me some of y'all music because like because you said Utah and it kind of threw me for a minute, you know what I'm saying? And I actually want to hear what y'all sound like because I ain't heard a lot of artists out of Utah and I know I've been in the game for a long time.
Salute you and your label, bro. Salute you and your label and that Utah grind. I never heard nobody out of Utah neither. And that's crucial.
Yeah,
to me, man.
I really honestly want to get a call
right now, man.
Yeah, salute
you.
What's your email? IFITGMG.
You say IL?
IFIT@gmail.com.
I know who this caller is. This is the kid that always calls in about the grandma.
What? I got her pregnant. But what? You got the email address?
No, I haven't called in since. God,
now wait, what are you talking about, you? But
so I used to call in back in like last year.
I had my son
Weatherman.
Okay,
man,
I got a third
eye, bro. You called like 3 weeks ago acting like a grandpa. I know your voice.
Nah, I don't believe that there. That's what I was asking.
Nah,
you got my email, bro?
Yeah, you got our email? We gotta move on.
Shoot me that music, buddy.
And you say IFIT@gmail.com?
IFITGMG.
Oh, GMG.
@gmail.com. IFITGMG@gmail.com.
All right. I send you an email right now. Let me know if you got it. And then answer me back, and I'll get you the single that I'm.
All right. Well, we appreciate that, man. I appreciate you calling, man. I gotta take a breath from that. We got another caller coming through. Yeah, you live on the Hollywood Show. You with Turner Boy and Aquarius, man. What's happening? Hello. You there?
Hello.
You're live on the Hollywood Show.
How are you supposed to know?
Hey, how you doing? This is Hollywood.
Hello.
Hey, how you doing? Can you hear us?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you loud and clear, sweetheart. How you doing?
Hi,
I got the email.
Hollywood.
Was that a shout out to me? I didn't. Oh, hi. How you doing? Where are you
I'm
from,
good.
Sweetheart?
I'm good. How are you doing? Hi, Aquarius.
What's happening?
Ooh, look at this. We got a sexy girl on the line. Well, how are you
okay,
doing tonight?
Well, look, I just want to say I was really enjoying listening to you. And when he said, when you lose your hunger, you lose your humbleness. I'm all
word.
For that. Totally agree with that 100%. Them gold chains and all that shit, if you got to get that to get bitches, you got the wrong bitch. That's all I got to say.
Hell yeah, girl.
Always showing that speech.
Double booty.
You speaking the truth right there. You got any shout-outs or any song requests you want to do a little bit later tonight?
I want to hear a little bit more of you, and I'm going to send you that new pic one day, Hollywood.
Okay. I got you, girl. That's what's up. Well, we're going to get into something a little bit later tonight. I'm going to hook you up. But right now, we're going to get back to Aquarius, get things rolling. Thank you so much, sweetheart, for calling in.
No worries. Just wanted to show love. You guys have a good night.
Oh, you good, sweetheart. Call back anytime.
She sound cute.
Yes, man. Oh, I know, right? See?
She sound
see,
cute. Hey, Hollywood, we know this show Friday night, man, because, you know what I'm saying? And I'm going to get ready to spit out here. You know I had to come kick it with my boy and everything, man. But can we get a little bit of that Turner Boy, the new Turner Boy singer, You Don't Know Me?
Oh, we going to drop this. Hey, Aquarius, you mind if we drop something for my boy Turner Boy?
Yeah, go ahead, man. I like his vibe, man. Turn up.
Oh, yeah. Turn this motherfucker up. All right. This is my boy, Turner Boy. All right. I'm telling the streets right now, if you do not download this motherfucking shit, I'm going to personally come to your door and slap you in the face. No, I'm just kidding. But drop that shit.
Turn up. Yeah. Money game. Yeah. Real nigga shit. All day long. We about to action around here. Yeah. Hey, they be flexing, man. They be flexing, folks. Hey, but we on some real nigga shit around here. Real nigga. Hey, I just laugh at them, man. I'm gonna give it all to them, man.
chop it with his OG. You with that gossip, you can stay the hell around me. That shit you talking, it gon' make me egg a clown, see. That shit you talk, it ain't got nothing to do with nothing. Ain't cut that flick, it ain't got nothing to do with nothing. That shit you talk, it ain't got nothing to do with nothing. Ain't got nothing to do with nothing. Ain't got nothing to do with nothing. Let my top back cruising in my 73. Front knocking paint, same color Bumblebee. Got a bad bitch tippin' sitting next to me. Mind blow, yeah, she throwed off that Cali tree. Keep that Glock next to me, I don't do the safe. I suggest you clear the way and let me get my space. I give a fuck about a wretched, I catch a case. So get your ginger bite and breath out the nigga face. How you niggas talking gossip, that's some bitch shit. I talk much less and concentrate on big licks. Might fuck your bitch like she starring in this porn shit. Or let her suck it while I'm chiming in on Netflix. I don't like you and you know it, that's some sad shit. How you moving, blow, but sucking on the glass dick. Keep that shit 100, you ain't gotta kick no ass. Buy a cookie, sell it, that's how I go get my cash. I don't know you, nigga, you don't know me. Only niggas that I chop it with is OG. You with that gossip, you can stay the hell around me. That shit you talking, it gon' make me egg a clown, see. That shit you talk, it ain't got nothing to do with nothing. Ain't cut that flick, it ain't got nothing to do with nothing. That shit you talk, it ain't got nothing to do with nothing. Ain't got nothing to do with nothing. Ain't got nothing to do with nothing. So you say the done fell out by the lost of crown. Beware of what you hear, cause that ain't never going down. Not even from your city, hell, I still run your town. As the east bout turn, really shut it down. I'm the one who made inflation when I dropped some pounds. It's only right you let a real nigga hold it down. Don't do no triple A, I always been in major league. And ride my tummy gun like I ride a 10 speed. You struck a false claim and yapping like you clicked up. But when the trouble start, your niggas, they going duck. Say you got a lot of bitches and ain't gon' fuck. But you spending all your marbles just to get a net. I slap five for bitch niggas and don't give a fuck. Your bitch nasty, tell her ass, get a tummy tuck. We back that ass around, hell nigga gone buck. I got some killers spitting fire from a black truck. I don't know you, nigga, you don't know me. Only niggas that I chop it with is OG. You with that gossip, you can stay the hell around me. That shit you talking, it gon' make me egg a clown, see. That shit you talk, it ain't got nothing to do with nothing. Ain't cut that flick, it ain't got nothing to do with nothing. That shit you talk, it ain't got nothing to do with nothing. Ain't got nothing to do with nothing. Ain't got nothing to do with nothing.
Oh, those aren't effects. That's just me doing it. Thank you, Sam. Man, am I gonna have to rap? I should start rapping, like, you know what I'm saying? They got me unmuted. Now, we back, man. That's how we do, man. We always showing love, man. That was Turner Boy, man. And y'all gotta turn up for it loud as fuck, man. Cause that's my boy. We always laying it down from the East Coast to the West Side, North to the South. We always doing it big. And now we're about to hit Euro, and we're going to hit the world soon. It's Pinky in the Brain. We about to take this shit over.
Hey, I'm going to tell y'all a secret that y'all might not know, though. Hollywood don't even really know yet. Don't nobody even really know, because, you know, Turner Boy is like a phantom, man. You know what I'm saying? I come through like a blinking eye. So ain't no telling. I might be in California today. I might be in New York tomorrow. But tonight I'm in the A-Town. So it is what it is.
Hey, come through, grab a drink. We head over to Oasis, bro.
No. When Turner Boy comes through into the studio, cause we getting it. It's studio time. It's time to get some work done, bro. Like, for real, man. You know what I'm saying? I've been blessed enough to get through my little situation within the past week, man. It's time to get some work done. You know, I'm happy, humble, and ready. I'm married, nigga. So let's get it.
Oh, man, you got that shit, man, and I support you 100%, but we're going to get back to this Aquarius interview right now, but we got one more caller before it comes in, man. They calling in like flies. All right, let's get it on. Who's the caller we got? You live on Hollywood Radio Show. What's up? You there? You live on Hollywood Radio.
Yeah, this your boy, Zach.
What's happening? How you doing, my brother?
Shit, good. Just want to give a shout out to Duval, my homeboy, Craig Aquarius.
Thank you.
904 in the building.
Oh, yeah.
That's what's up.
Just want to give a shout out to Duval County. You know, keep it real in Jacksonville, Florida. Aquarius,
you already know.
Aquarius already making it happen, you know, putting Duval on the map.
That's what I'm talking about, homie. That's what I'm talking about, homie, representing that Duval.
So I did that.
Hell yeah. 904, baby.
That's that support, man. Yeah. That's that support. You like any? You got anybody you want to shout out tonight, man? I know you got a few.
Yeah, I'll give a shout out to my little girl. She turned 3 today.
Sue, happy birthday, little mama.
That's what's up, man. Appreciate it. That boy's got a good shot. I'll let y'all go to the next caller.
Oh, yeah, definitely, man. I appreciate you calling in, man. Yeah, that was cool, man. That's what's up. I like hometown respect, man. And, you know, we do this thing all over the world, man. So we like when hometown people come in and call. That's what's up, man. That's disrespect. All right, so what you up to, man? You chilling, Aquarius? You still there, my brother?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right, we're getting some interesting questions here. Now, they're going to start out a little bit lame, and they're going to get interesting in the middle. All right, so what's your favorite meal to cook at home? If you ever just chilling and you by yourself, what's your favorite thing to cook?
I'm a breakfast man, so I say a cheese omelet.
Now, you put anything in that cheese omelet? You mixing it up, brother? You mixing it up, putting anything in that cheese omelet?
Spinach, steak, bacon, mushrooms, anything. I pile that shit up.
Just getting it done, man, getting all them vitamins in. Now, I got to ask this, man. Well, how'd you meet Genuine? How'd you go about meeting Genuine? What was that, you know, what was that like for you? You know, I know you you grew up loving him, and, you know, it was kind of like an inspiration to you. Describe that to me.
It's like, it's a good feeling to work with somebody that you looked up to growing up. I remember when I was, like, a teen and stuff, man, I was sitting at my mom over the 103rd to get his CD 100% Genuine and shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, studying his dance.
Yeah.
You're going to see a lot of that, by the way, in the new video. The dances and everything that he was doing, you're going to see a lot of that in my new video.
See, that's what I like, man. You just take in from the legends, man. You take it from the legends and you build it, man. And that's, you know, that's how you change yourself and you keep changing yourself. And these artists, you know, they always got to remember, you got to constantly change yourself. And you seem like a person that could easily just, you know, flip the switch and be a different style and a different style here and there. And that's what's up, man. And, you know, I had to ask you, since you're, you know, you seem like a wild cat. So, like, what's your favorite hangout spot? Like, where do you go to party? Where do you go to, you know, chillax? You know what I'm saying?
Be honest with you, I hate parties and I hate clubbing. To be honest with you, but I do it because it's my job. I'd rather be in a studio. I'd rather be doing photo shoots or, you know, I'd rather be doing my job when I'm in the club just in chilling. Like, I don't really go to the club to hang out too much, man, because, like, it's boring to me. No, I'm not into the club, like, unless I'm performing and getting paid. Like, I really hate the club. Unless you're out of town.
If you're out of town,
sound like a pterodactyl.
What was that? I don't know, right? You there?
Hello?
Oh, yeah, are you there?
Aquarius still here. I don't know.
I'm still here. You good? All right, we go on to the next question, man. You got any featuring tracks you coming up with? Like, anybody you working with? Any special people we should look out for?
I'm about to do a song with Tay Dizzlem. I just sit on the record. That's T-Pain's artist. We finna turn up with that. I sent him a record. I can't talk about the name of it and all that right now, but just know I sent him a record, and I'm waiting for him to send it back so we can shoot a video for it.
Oh, man, I salute that. I'm going to be on that movement. As soon as that video comes out, you know you got to drop it in my box, man. For real.
You know that.
Now, I was going to see, we're going to get back into the odd little questions. What's your favorite old school, if you had, like, you know what I'm saying, old school R&B, old school hip-hop, you know what I'm saying, old school rock, old school opera, don't matter really what genre, what was your favorite old school artist when you were a kid, you know, an OG of its kind, even if it's like a Luther Vandross or like a Frank Sinatra, even if it goes back to Bach or Beethoven, what was your favorite old school artist?
I grew up, my mama playing the Temptations a lot. I love the Temptations. I ain't talking about CDs, I'm talking about records.
Records.
Yeah, Yeah, my mom got a lot of records, a whole bunch of records, like real records. Yeah. She still got them right now.
You ever listen to the Brothers Johnson?
No, never listened to them. Just a lot of Temptations, Otis Redding, stuff like that.
Oh, that's what's up. You got the goods, man.
Other dude, Clarence Thomas, Lenny Williams, a lot of that.
I know you
type
have some Marvin Gaye in there.
Oh yeah, she got Marvin Gaye, Al Green.
Oh yeah. What do you think of Lionel Richie?
I never even heard of him.
Oh, you said Lionel Richie? Oh yeah, my bad. Take it back. Lionel. Oh, she got the Commodore.
I've never heard of him.
I thought you said another name. I had to think about it.
Aquarius, we're going to get Lionel Richie on the line. He's on the line right now. He's on the line right now, and he's pissed, all right? He's pissed.
Nah, she got the Commodores. I forgot, yeah, she was a Commodores fan and a Lionel Richie fan. Yeah, we got all that.
So Mama was really, you know, the inspiration, basically, to your drive, you know what I'm saying, your musical drive.
Oh yeah, music is something she played all the time. She can't sing or nothing like that, but I heard a lot of that growing up. I love music. Music can turn up your day if you're going through something, or you know, you're stressed, or today's that's not your day, you're feeling like it's not your day, you can put on a great song and, you know, vibe out.
Yeah, exactly, man. You know, I used to vibe out to, you know, the dungeon. I was living off, you know, in Lithonia and off Memorial Drive and, you know, stuff like that. And I was listening to, like, Outkast and stuff like that. And, you know, my favorite artist growing up was Michael Jackson. You know, I was always doing his moves and stuff like that. And just, you know, as a kid, you know, they had videos of me, like, 4 and 5 just, you know, moonwalking and stuff like that. And it was just crazy to me, man. And I grew up and I just listened to this genre of music, you know, this the 90s era and the, you know, the mix of the grunge in there. And then I had just this wave of R&B that flooded into my brain. It was great. You know, I had, not to mention, like you said, the Temptations, the Brothers Johnson, Marvin Gaye, you know, all of the greats, you know, in tribute, you know, to what I am today, you know, Michael Jackson, you know, some of these cats. But, you know, I had another question. You know, if you had to vacation anywhere in the world, what would be your favorite place? Or if you've already been there, what's your favorite place to vacation?
I want to go to Dubai. I haven't been there yet.
I feel you
but
on that
plan,
one.
I plan on going to Dubai
one. Definitely feel you.
I don't know why, but I just see all these celebrities getting booked there lately, and I guess it's the spot to be. Like, I want to be in Dubai.
It definitely is good money. If the viewers are out there and they have a SoundCloud account, if you go ahead and update your accounts, like, you know what I'm saying, if you network a little bit, you can actually go on there and see that there's a Dubai's got a lot of hits over there, man. They're creating some stuff. You know, it's really good, you know. And I guess since we're talking about, you know, different countries and stuff, might as well go into straight with the Ukraine. Have you heard about what's going on over there?
To be honest with you, I haven't. What's going on?
It's just it's madness over there. They're fighting for their freedom and stuff like that, and you know, just different countries coming together and stuff like that, and it's very different, you know, and very different, you know. And I was wondering what you thought about that. What do you think about people coming together as one? For instance, like the streets, and for instance, for education and for wealth and stuff like that. You think that's the better cause? Everybody should just come together, you know? Is that what you think?
Yeah, I know it's gonna happen. I always tell people this, like, we might not live to see it, but the world is turning to one and before our eyes right now. I always say this to other people. If you look at all the new babies that people are having are mixed, or that brown skin, that,
oh,
you know,
yeah,
that light color with the blonde. My son is, like, light skin with blonde and red and brown hair. Like, the whole world is, yeah.
That's awesome, man.
If you look at all the new kids, Halle Berry, Nick Cannon kids, and stuff like that, all the kids are starting to look the same. I feel like give it a whole bit, like about 40 more years from now, it's gonna be like one world.
I
promise you.
Yeah, I feel you on that one. I definitely feel you on that one, and I feel you know where you were going with that too. You know, I was gonna ask too, like if you know you played a lot of shows and stuff, you've done a lot of, you know, different events with people along your life and period. What's the most interesting event you've ever done, you know? And, like, what was the craziest girl that had ever come up to you at this event, if that was, you know, the craziest thing?
Right, so the craziest show I ever did. That would have to be the first time Ginuwine bought me on stage in Macon, Georgia. And ooh, it was Drew Hill performing on that show that night, Cisco, Silk, Casey, and JoJo. Everybody that you listened to growing up, I'm sure. Yeah. That was one of the best shows that I had. Like, it was a big night for me. He called me on stage, and the girls were screaming and stuff, and I was dancing and stuff. Performing. That was one of the best shows that I ever had.
Was Cisco doing a thong song?
Oh, yeah, man. Cisco, man, them boys turn up. It was crazy about it. For everybody who hate on these type of artists now, man, these artists still doing sold-out shows, and that's what I look be like 20 years from now. Like, I think G just did a show with Key Sweat and Tank the other day, sold out. All you can see is cell phones in the sky while he performing differences. Like the whole stadium. These guys do sold out shows. That's what people don't understand.
Wow.
You got dudes who come out with two hot singles, and by next year they won't be able to pack a house. You know what I'm saying? So that's something I look up to, you know what I'm saying? And my CEO, I look up to him because one thing about bro, he got his group together. He has his crew together, and he got everything lined up how he wanted, and he makes it happen pretty much, man. Sold out shows, you know, they was Grammy nominated.
Great businessman.
Yeah, exactly. And I've been studying and learning that. Like I sit back and I watch and learn, and I use it towards my career as well.
So you definitely take your influences to heart, man. And you know that's good, man, because, you know, like, most people don't do that. They just, you know, they think about themselves and try to create themselves. But you have to look at your influences, where you came from, read about them, listen to them, and, you know, you're right. You're right. And it's brilliant that we still have some artists out there, like you said. You know, you're speaking some truth in here, and you're mixing some stuff in here that's, you know, telling some people what's up, and you're, you know, telling people how to party and telling people how to get down and stuff like that. I love that. That makes me, you know what I'm saying? I love that shit, you know what I'm saying? And
I'm just trying to let you know, like, as an artist, if you're trying to take your career serious, I think the problem is I have partying is I'm not 100% where I want to be yet. You know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like...
Word.
I haven't went gold or platinum yet. I'm getting radio spins, but I haven't went gold or platinum yet. And I feel like until you go gold, platinum on every double XL on the cover, by the way, not just in the inside on a paid advertisement, or the Vibe magazine and stuff like that, until I'm on all that, I'm on MTV every time you cut on the channel. Like August Alsina is right now. Every time you cut on, you see the commercial with him singing. I love that shit.
Oh, yeah.
Until I'm on that level, I'm going to still be hungry. Then when I get to that level, my goal is going to get even bigger than what they are, because I'm going to get to that level. But once I get there, my goal is going to get even bigger than that. I never get settled, because, like, any artist who gets settled, you get stuck. You got to always grow in life. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
So I would never lose my hunger where I sit back and be like, oh, I'm comfortable now. I got a big house, big car, big crib. I'm comfortable. Negative. And never get there, because once you get there, that's how you go broke, and that's how you get lost. You got to always constantly grow.
Yeah, that's what I liked about you, man. You were talking about that earlier, man. You were like, yeah, if I have to, I'll reinvent myself. If I have to do this, you know, I'll do this. Man, that's how you grind. And that's what I respected about you, because I was talking to you, and I was like, wow. You know, that reminds me of myself. It's like, if he can't find a way around that door, he's either going to beat through that door, or he's just going
to
walk around the wall and find a way around.
I go through the chimney like Santa Claus.
The chimney like Santa Claus. No, you just hop up like the bunny trail, drop off a couple eggs, be like, yo, motherfucker. Like, that's great, man. You wild, man. That's like,
surprise, motherfucker. You know?
Surprise, motherfucker. Is everybody doing good here? Like, that's crazy. Hey, man, I was getting into one more question before We're going to do something for you. We're going to do something for you tonight, because I promised you something tonight. Why'd you pick the name Aquarius? Why did you pick that name?
That's my real sign. Everybody asks that. Like, the first thing people always say, are you really Aquarius? Yes. It wouldn't make sense if I wasn't Aquarius. That's violating. But I chose the name Aquarius because it's not too hard and it's not too soft. I wanted to be right in the middle where I can, even though I sing now,
I want to be able to rap, you know what I'm saying, as well.
Exactly.
And I had to choose a name that could fit both things. So I sat down one night, and I'm like, I got to come up with something that's sex symbol like, but not too soft. You don't want no name that's super soft, like Cuddly Puff or nothing like that. You want something
yeah,
that's going to be. Yeah, you don't want nothing
it's
that's
like
too
a new
soft.
Cereal.
Yeah, you want something that you can be right in the middle. You know what I'm saying? So you can do both things, and that's why I chose Aquarius. I'm like, I'm February the 9th. I'm Aquarius. I'll run with that.
Man, that's what's up, man. And what we're gonna do, man? Let's drop your track, man. We gotta drop Aquarius' track. Let's go into this track and drop that shit, man. Let's get this place hot and turned up, man. This is Aquarius, and it's going down, Hollywood.
Aquarius, Bay ENT, TDP. I see you looking at me. I'm looking at you.
You got what I want. You got what I need. So baby, hop on it. So baby, hop on it. We're feeling your body on top of me. So baby, hop on it. So baby.
I be digging, we grinding, and we kissing. It's getting hot up in this kitchen. Set the city on fire, baby, turn it up. I got a thing for you, baby, and I'm burning up. Want to start with your girl, I can't get enough. Every time you come around, I wanna beat it up. That dress, them thighs, the way you throwing it back, oh my. She fresh, she fly, I done dosed her up, that she mine. On cloud nine, and she flying. If she say she ain't, then she lying. Stop playing in front and you want it. Go ahead, relax and hop on it.
You got what I need, so baby, hop on it. So baby, hop on it. I'm feeling your body on top of me. So baby, hop on it. So baby, hop on it.
I'm looking at my clock, it's around two. It's about to go down, head first. I did it all for the Nikki, red dirt. Now get up on it, girl. Like G Wild, ride this pony, girl. I would never leave you lonely, girl. You can phone me whenever you horny, girl. Only yours one night, so own it, girl. Give it to you however you want it, girl. From the front to the left to the right side, Aquarius don't put you on your backside. I'ma do some things to have your mouth wide. How you like Eva on the house wide? Stop playing in front and you want it. Go ahead, relax and hop on it.
You got what I need. So baby, hop on it. So baby, hop on it. Wanna feel your body on top of me. So baby, hop on it. So baby, hop on it.
Back on the Hollywood Show. We're here with Aquarius, man. You still there? How you doing, man?
Yo, yo, yo. Shout out to Mac Tracks that produced that.
by the way.
Man,
shout out.
Yeah, shout out. Definitely shout out, man. That's a hot track, man. I like that. You selling that on iTunes?
It's dropping on iTunes the same day the video drops. So look out for it in the next – the same day it drops online, by the way. It drops online within the next 2 weeks or so. It's gonna, the download link will be right under the video in 2 weeks from now for the iTunes.
I like that. Now, do you have any current videos out right now that we can check out?
Nope. I got my performance videos. My first official video will be out in 2 weeks. But my performance videos is at youtube.com/AquariusNewDance.
That's what's up, man. So, like you said, 2 weeks from now. So what's that date? Do you have a release date set yet?
Well, the first thing I'm doing is I'm going to let the cat out of the bag on it, what I really got planned. I'm throwing a release party, so it won't
now,
be.
Now, don't get in trouble now. Don't get in trouble.
I'm throwing a release party, but I'm raising money for something special.
Okay,
so I
okay.
can't really talk on that yet, but the day after that, I will be able to put the video online, but I'm raising money for something real special. I can't speak on that yet. I'm
okay.
still waiting a couple of things, but after that day, I will be able to put it on there. Can't give you an exact official date yet, but I just know in 2 weeks, probably be 2 weeks on a Saturday and Sunday. I can't give you an exact date.
That is what's
up. I seen some of the footage the other day before my cameraman flew out to Jamaica because he's filming out there.
Yeah.
I seen some of the footage. When I say you're going to want to watch this whole video from the beginning
over,
to the end.
Over and over again?
Yes, it's a black mob scheme. You know what I'm saying? Like the black mob. So you're going to want to see that. It's real
that's
good.
So awesome.
It's real good.
That's so sick, man. So what inspired that track, man, to the video? What inspired that track?
What inspired the track was Genuine's Pony. I wanted to make my version of Girls Riding It.
So,
you see what I'm saying?
That is sick.
That's how I came up with Hop On It. My producer called me. Matter of fact, my CD was done, to be honest with you. My mixtape was done. You can check that on Live Mixtapes. AQURIU, money sign. Check that on Live Mixtapes, 100% query. Cuffing season, but that mixtape was done.
Keep dropping
already.
Them things, man. Keep dropping the how we can get in contact with you, man. We got to keep dropping those things. And also, what is your favorite social media, you know, networking site? If you had to choose one, like out of all of them, what's your favorite?
Instagram. I say Instagram.
I feel you on that. Now, what do you think about them girls flexing on Instagram?
angles to that shit. What Fabulous said is angles to that shit.
Yeah, I'm just fooling, man. Now I had another question. If you had to be any animal, what would you be? Did I already ask you that?
Nope. It would be an animal from the cat family. And
that's what's up.
Matter of fact, you guess what animal I want to be.
Okay, hold on. Okay. Now, I've been watching Planet Earth all day, and I've been watching these things. They were like mysterious creatures, and they call them the wild asses, and they come and they please, and they're that kind of sounds like a whore donkey, doesn't it? You know what I'm saying? They're mysterious wild creatures that come and go as they please. They're wild asses. Like, damn, there's so much wild ass. They just come and go as they please. Like... You know what I'm saying? But, okay, let me think. Okay.
You should look at my album cover real hard. You'll find out exactly what I want to be. If you have my album cover, you can look at it.
Yeah, exactly. I'm going to check that out, definitely. Let me think. Maybe you're a that's hard. Without looking at the album cover, I'm going to take a guess. Snow leopards are creepy crawlers. Are you snow leopard?
I'm a leopard.
You're the leopard?
I got leopard print tatted on my right side of my neck.
Oh, I was so close. See, I knew it. I used it, man. I was so close. That's what's up, man. See, I've been talking about that.
I'm a tiger after that. I got tiger stripes tatted on my chest and a tiger on my left arm.
That's what's up. Tiger after that. That's dope. I'm a Leo, so I'm the lion, man. I be having, like, the scratches and everything, too, man. But mine be deep and, like, show all, like, the guts and everything. It's cool, bro. You get it
like,
in, man.
I'm in love with the cat family. I'm in love with the cat family. My thing about the cat family, it kind of is similar to Aquarius. I look good to the eye. I look good to the girls. They'd be like, oh, he's cute. But I'm actually a vicious beast in the inside.
Exactly.
If anybody ticks me off the wrong way, I could be a beast when I need to.
You know what I'm saying? Like, we just don't feed you for, like, a whole day. And, like, you're like, man, feed the lion, motherfuckers. Like,
you're I'm going like,
to I'm going to maul you. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, your girl's probably the same way. Like, where's my food? I'm going to chop up your arm. Like, something crazy. Like,
I'm in it. I'm in it right now. Like, you ain't going to make my shit? Well, I'm going to eat your arm. Like, primal. Survival of the fittest. Darwin, motherfucker. Like, that's some crazy shit, man. Well, I was going to say, man, how can we reach you, man? How's all the social media? How can we reach you, man? The genius behind this, man, Aquarius. How can we reach the genius?
You can go to my Twitter. That's @AquariusMr904. That's no period after Mr. They're straight through @AquariusMr904. Or you can go to my Facebook, facebook.com/AquariusMr904. My Instagram is AquariusJOOK, J00K, Aquarius Jook. Or the easiest thing to do is to go to Genuine's website, www.bagentertainment.com, and click my picture on their Aquarius, and it should have all my info in there if you read my bio.
That's what's up, man. And before we let you go, make sure you shout out everybody you want to shout out tonight, you know what I'm saying? If you feel like you want to shout out to a girl, whatever, man.
Brace yourself. This list is long.
I'm ready, Aquarius, man. You my boy. You my family. Come on my show anytime. First Fam, we represent you. You know what I'm saying? The Hollywood Show, we represent you. I support your movement. I'm going to be buying the merch for sure. And if anybody ain't going to buy it, I'm going to buy it. I'm going to support it. And I'm gonna push it out the back of my trunk.
Yeah, my clothing line store should be starting soon, probably about next month. I keep you informed with that. I'll probably call back on the show so I can put it out there. I got accessories. I'm gonna have
we gonna get you on about that.
The Rawest Swag hats, the Rawest Scott Swag juice, by the way. The flyest hats, the flyest chains, the flyest rings, the flyest accessories that's out. And I'm gonna have something that you probably ain't seen yet. So I'm gonna have the flyest gear that's out. And I keep you informed with everything else, and make sure y'all buy my single Hop On It off iTunes probably like in 2 weeks. Like I said, 2 weeks when the video drops. And I'm going to start off with these shout-outs real quick. First of all, I'd like to shout out my CEO, my big brother, Genuine. I would like to shout-out his right-hand man, Lens, a.k.a. Big Feet. I would like to shout-out Dr. Doom, which is my manager, Corey DJ, Dr. Doom. I'd like to shout-out myself, Aquarius.
Hell yeah.
I like to shout-out my dancer, DK. I like to shout out T, Tristan, Panda for helping me with everything I be doing. I like to shout out to my mom and my father for hooking up and creating Aquarius. I like to shout out to my nephew Roger, my sister Shani. I like to shout out to 93.3 Clear Channel. I like to shout out to Family First Radio. I like to shout out to Eazy-E, G-Wiz, the program director over there. I'd like to shout out to Hollywood for having me today.
Man, I appreciate it. You don't even have to do that, man. I appreciate it. I'm over here blushing.
I'd like to shout out the Bag NT Bad Boys. You already know they hold me down. Shout out to G-Angels for supporting me. That's Genuine's ladies group that support them. Shout out to all the bad girls out there. Shout out to this is my list. I told everybody to like my status who want to shout out. So shout out to Jasmine Sugar, Trina, Young Ken, Jacqueline, Hollywood, Jacina, Shaniqua, T. Mason, Danielle, Ashley, Oso Smooth, Kiara, Zach, Mary Heard, Amy, Red, Teddy Bolden, Janae, Tiffany, DJ Lowe's, Jen, Alexia, Christian, Alexandra, Ashley I, Kevlo, Charlie, Brandy, Sierra, Tiara, Nia, Desania, Miracle, Chris, Slickum Vic, another Alexis, Bird, Shiny, Jasmine E, Urban Champ, Jason, Carlos, Nicole, Summer, Missy D, Brian, Palm Life, ENT, Brooklyn, Chelsea, D-Shine, shout out to Joy, and I cannot forget my homie, which is the head of my security, also one of my road managers. I can shout out to Prime, and shout out to Big John Henderson, ex-pro football player from the Jacksonville Jaguars.
for allowing me to use his house in my music video, and for hooking me up with the wings at Crumpy's. If you're ever in town in Jacksonville, Florida, or in Memphis, make sure you hit up Crumpy's. And check out his wings. His wings are delicious. And I think that's about everybody. Nobody get mad at me if I forgot to. I am so sorry.
Hey man. That's love. You know how people be like, all right, I thank this person and walk off stage. You show so much love, man. I give you a salute, a round of applause, and man, fuck, I give you $20 the next time I goddamn see you. That was salute, man. Like, that was cool, man, because most people don't do that. And like, you know, all those people out there, they're gonna be reflecting and thinking about you later in life. You know what I'm saying? He had a list, like. That's what artists need to think about. You always need to think. You got blessings.
Be honest with you, like, my fans are my life. Because when nobody wasn't rocking with me, when nobody wasn't playing my song, I always had my fans. Some of these fans been with me since MySpace. You know how old MySpace is now.
Exactly.
Like, some of my fans been with me since MySpace. And if it wasn't for them, I always tell them, without y'all is no me. It's no Aquarius without y'all coming to my show screaming, crying, and stuff like that. It's no me without y'all. So I appreciate every fan that I have. I appreciate everybody who supports me. I feel blessed that I have faithful supporters that that follow me around and support everything that I do. I'm blessed because of that. So I just wanted to give them a special shout-out. I know it took a long time to do, but I just wanted to shout them out.
Oh, no, you're fine, man.
I forgot Jay Beats. I cannot forget him. He produced a new single called Beast. Shout-out to Jay Beats, a.k.a. Mr. Wilson. Shout-out to him. And DJ Wizkid, and I cannot forget Purple Sub in Germany, my producer over there. Shout out to him too.
Definitely, man. Well, I appreciate it. We're gonna drop your song one more time before you leave, man. But I was just gonna say, man, I just appreciate it, man. How people of your stature, just working with Genuine and stuff like that, can just come on and educate the masses, man. And I salute you and I appreciate you, man. And you're welcome on our shows anytime, man.
Yeah, shout out to the dude from Utah too, man. I never heard of an artist in Utah, so it was a pleasure.
Shout out to him, hell yeah.
Shout out to the dude from Utah. Shout out to the other dude in A-Town, that called in today, man. I support y'all, man. It's an independent grind thing, man. Keep putting in that hard work. Don't let nobody tell you can't do nothing. Don't let nobody tell you what you can and cannot be. Like I always tell people, when I first started music, people used to laugh at me. People thought it was a joke. The one person that I remember back when I was young that played my music on his 12-inch subwoofers was my brother, rest in peace, Ricky Barney. He was the one who played my music, even when I sucked. I laugh sometimes now that I think back. He played me when I sucked.
just because
he messed with me, man. But rest in peace, Ricky Barney, man. Miss you, bro. And rest in peace, my cousin Corey Baker. That's from New York. And rest in peace, my cousin Darrell, man. I miss you boys.
How about you announce that? You announce it and dedicate it to all your homies, man. I'm about to seriously pour out some of my stuff right here for you, bro.
Which record we gonna drop? The Beast?
Oh yeah, we gonna drop your record, man. We gonna make it hot, man. Let's have an introduction for you. Let's get an Aquarius introduction.
This is your boy Aquarius rocking it with First Found Radio, kicking it with DJ Hollywood, representing that Bag NT Bad Boy, Bag NT gang. And I want to let y'all know this new record, Beast, is fitting to flood your radio stations. I'm telling you right now. You can keep requesting it on Media Base. My name's up there, @RIU_ Aquarius. This is the new record, Beast, produced by Mr. Wilson. One more time, rest in peace, Ricky Barney. Rest in peace, Corey. And rest in peace, Darrell. I'm going off y'all while I'm down here on Earth, and one day I will be up there with y'all. Let's go.
I love me a bad boy.
That's what's up.
Aquarius, I'm a beast with it, don't go with it. And I'll freak your girl and get some wild with it. I'm a beast with it, don't go with it. And I'll freak your girl and get some wild with it. Did you rock them hip, rock, rock them hip? Did you rock them hip? I heard you got a man. Keep it on the hush, Illuminati. Running all on me, and girl, I'm all on you.
bottles on me. Bottle. That boy's getting green. That lick in her body. She drop it to the floor. I'm trying to see that booty go. Whoa. You grinding all on me. And girl, I'm all on you. I heard you want a G. Well, baby, I'm there too. You taking shots on me. And I'm taking shots on you. Girl, I heard you be acting up. You got a dumb shorty, back it up.
Welcome to The Hollywood Show, brought to you by PWP and First Family Radio. Tune in every Friday night for the hottest show around, East Coast, West Coast, North to South, The Hollywood Show.
Let me clear my throat.
Aye, aye, aye.
Yeah.
Yo, what's up, Ziggy?
Man, what's up, man? Just chilling, doing the thing. Heist, what's good?
Listen, we need a cool ad lib.
Man.
We ain't even got to worry about the hook.
Nah, man, nah.
All we need is a cool ad lib.
Man, I know what you're saying.
I'm going to let you go
man.
In first, all right?
All right, man. All right. Check it.
Shapeshifter, shapeshipper, all winner, weight mover, risk taker, mark maker, spark fader like Darth Vader, slip space fried tater, swag appreciator, delightful dictator, Billy Gator, impervious penetrator, I'm not a player hater, I'm a hater, make fake rappers phone home, breaker, make fake rappers phone home, breaker,
my voice venomous, foaming like the Genesis, the roots of evil, I don't even see the evidence. I'm hella bent, cause my money is so negligent. I'm heaven sent, cause my touch is so delicate. Development of the mental, boy, I come and quit. I'm cloud jumping, super saiyan, doing backflips into the fountain of youth, so I can live forever. Whatever's clever, chasing treasure, changing like the weather. Improvise, you're a counterfeit hypocrite. Emphasize, this ain't a church, it's a fellowship.
What?
Put your clothes on, girl, you ain't gotta strip.
Right.
I know you're working real hard just to catch a tip. You got a scholarship, let's make your hips sir. I'm a scholar, let me shapeshift your world, girl. My girl's a dream, it's the one that I be running to. Chasing dreams, all of size cold through and through.
Through and through, through and through, through and through. Yeah, that's it, not wait. We ain't even got an ad lib yet. Let's do another ad lib.
Life is such a contradiction. People living by book that's either truth or it's fiction. I ain't even dissing, I'm just itching to find the key to this life that went fucking missing. I hide behind closed doors, let me knock them down. Sleepless nights in the circus, but I still clown. Got my frown upside down like the bottle of this crown. Whiskey bitten, heaven bound, I'm so profound. Pessimistic sounds put me 6 feet underground. With a belt around my neck, you know I'm leather bound.
What?
I'm a hound cause I'm hunting, I'm a dog cause I'm frontin', lining, and I'm gunning. My life is what I'm running. You can join on if you wanna, smoking marijuana trees. Gonna put you on your knees, looking up, begging please. Just Nirvana, man, don't iguana, man. I blend in really well with what you thought of me.
Wait. Where'd the beat go?
Hold up a second. Wait, check it. Hold up. Man, Mad Libs, man. How do you remember what the fuck we were saying? What was the plan?
You are now listening to The Hollywood Show.
I know Wayne killed this shit already, but it's what I grew up off of, bruh. This reminded me the first time I stepped foot in the Dirty South. I was like, what is this? It was so different than what I heard back in California, but it sounded so beautiful. So to show respect to the niggas who did it before me from the South, the true lyricist, true artist, I'ma spit it to you something like this. Peep game.
This shit remind me of the summertime, all the fly chicks out, ballers going up and down the street with they wrist out. At the same time, dope boys bring they whips out, bring they bricks out, sell them for the low, now that's that discount.
You are now listening to The Hollywood Show.
Find your closest partner, probably kick it down at his house. Mom's mad cool though, she finds stuff to bitch about. See a pretty pigeon-toed girl poking hips out. We, meaning us, is trying to see what them lips about. Like some dumbass niggas, we pull our dicks out. Then get mad when we go to let some piss out. And feel a burning sensation when some drips out. And those are the type of situations that we get pissed about. But see, as man, we must understand that messing with loose women, you bound to get burned. But niggas is hard-headed, no matter how many STDs they be catching, it's like they don't learn. You little dudes doing your little interviews, I know one thing, niggas better watch their mouth. Cause y'all been saying little subliminals, saying little nigga shit in general about us in the South. All of us ain't ignorant, all of us not illiterate. Niggas who talking all that nonsense and gibberish. Some of us got deliverance, and we be giving you that historical shit like our ancestors and pyramids. I used to turn the TV whenever Cribs was showing. Cause we was starving in my house, niggas rib was showing. Didn't nobody know me, so I ain't feel important. I used to ask myself, nigga, why you still recording? I still feel that way sometimes, but I block it out my mind and continue with my grind. Nigga, get out of line. Know my partner got my spine. That mean they got my back. Now, hallelujah to that. This club looks fun, but I get to that later. Right now, my agenda is to get to that paper. You dick ride niggas, I can't even hate you. Y'all pussy, so dick ride's part of your nature. Are you jealous? Girl, say, Mark, I'ma get a business to you, but she wouldn't even get a digit to you. And just being real, this raw shit that I'm giving to you, make your biggest fan forgot he ever listened to you. You think you better than me, nigga, quit joking. This shit is a freestyle, I mean, I never wrote this. If I ain't the dopest, I'm the closest. I spit that same shit that Jimi Hendrix was smoking. Yeah. Okay.
Speakers have been invaded by Mr. Turn It Up himself.
Reppin' hip-hop.
You're listening to First Fam Radio.
Fam Radio.
Fam Radio.
It's Mickey. You're listening to The Hollywood Show.
Yeah.
By it, okay? You are now listening to the Hollywood Show, okay?
I'm still living this vice. I have to stop and think twice. Some days it's so hard to be alive, but I still seem to survive. I feel this emptiness inside. Another piece of me has died. But the beat don't stop, it gets so hot. And every time I turn around, you jump on top. I love your eyes, love your skin. And baby, take a piece of me, let me in. I'm not too hot, not too cold. Young at heart, ain't never gonna grow old. Cause the beat don't stop, it gets so hot. And every time I turn around, you jump on top. I love your eyes, your skin, and baby take a piece of me and let me in. I'm not too hot, not too cold. Young at heart, ain't never gonna grow old. I'm this right, I'm so high. You're my supply. I got a fascination with the past. Nothing ever seems to last. I get this feeling in my brain, and I can't put out the flame. These old desires still remain, and it's my conscience I can't. Because the beat don't stop, it gets so hot. And every time I turn around, you jump on top. I love your eyes, love your skin. And baby, take a piece of me and let me in. I'm not too hot, not too cold. Young at heart, ain't never gonna grow old. Cause the beat don't stop, it gets so hot. And every time I turn around, you jump on top. I love your eyes, your skin. And baby, take a piece of me and let me in. I'm not too hot, not too cold. Young at heart, ain't never gonna grow old. And I'm filling up on gasoline, and baby, wanna hear you scream. And you're straight out of magazine, on the pages of all my dreams. And baby, wanna ride all night. I don't care if it's right, because you flow through my veins. You're my heroin, and you numb the pain. And then the beat don't stop, it gets so hot. And every time I turn around, you jump on top. I love your eyes, love your skin. And baby, take a piece of me and let me in. I'm not too hot, not too cold. Young at heart, ain't never gonna grow old. Cause the beat don't stop, it gets so hot. And every time I turn around, you jump on top. I love your eyes, love your skin. And baby, take a piece of me and let me in. I'm not too hot, not too cold. Young at heart, ain't never gonna grow old. I'm this ride, I'm so high. You're my supply. And then the beat don't stop, it gets so hot.
You're listening to First Fam Radio. Fam Radio.
Trying to take a swing at her. Game face better. I'm on Twitter deck. She's on Twitter drug. Nothing about the knucklehead promoters and dope boys. I'm tweeting about her, but she don't know. Tweeted by a couple homeboys. I know that. Hashtag random thoughts.
past her prime.
Smiling high, made her say a joke or two. Asked if she's thirsty, she said as long as it's with you. Sure is that you're drinking up, no need for the thank you. Hold on my timeline, I did it up. Thank you.
Drugged or by Adam Kerr, you are now listening to the Hollywood Show. Okay.
The dawn of a new, more enlightening.
Yeah. Okay. Let's go.
Grab my hand, come with me, step on through the door. Welcome to the future, find out what it's got in store. If you trust me, then just hold on. I can take you through the future.
Welcome to the future, ready, set, let's go. Stay focused and follow where today is tomorrow. And life is worry-free, plus no addiction, you see. Everybody blows, legalize, potpourri. Take a dose in the wine, picking the doors of your mind. Amazement leaves you blind, cannot recognize this time. Vehicles floating in the sky, skateboard Marty McFly. Breathe and feel the bass, now let's travel through space. Open up your eyes, look where we at. A different habitat, with no combat. No starvation, free education. No discrimination, perfect population. It seems like heaven that we finally made it here. Release all fears, only joy brings tears. All the sick will heal, now tell me how does this feel. Say a prayer and kneel, we can make this real.
Let's go. Grab my hand, come with me. Through the door, welcome to the future, find out what it's got in store. If you trust me, then just hold on. I can take you through the future. I can take it. Welcome to the future.
Welcome to the
in the first fan radio.
Working for it, please believe. I got bottles, bottles on me. You know I'm a thriller, straight up, thriller, straight up, thriller, double. I got bad ones all over me.
What you mean?
Thriller, girl. Take old girl back to the hotel, then we drill out. I'm blowing that good, then we smoke up. I pull up real fast, then we burn up. All my niggas is thriller. Tonight we gon' throw them one line, screaming thriller.
No word about you. Now I'm ballin', they worry about you. Take a shot, bitch, tell you where your options. Chanel bag, Chanel tag, 65 on that Chanel swag. Got more Chanel than Chanel hat. Pull up, make Chanel mad. Like, hold up, wait. Baby, they don't sell swag. Hold up, wait. Baby girl, I got that cash, whoa. Now I'm doing that money dance.
Money dance.
Eyes low, like I'm from Japan. Louis Mike, I'm the fucking man. Fuck my bitch and I fuck my fan. Boy, what up? What's that on every track?